RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is Tech Talk, and we are underway on a Saturday, already heading for the middle of January of 2026. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart aboard, and here's how you become part of the program. And it really is all about your calls and texts, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And they're still a big player when it comes to personal computing, still the biggest player, and that is Microsoft. And Doug, I wanted to open with this, and you and I at times have been quite critical of Microsoft and their operating systems and the rollout and how people upgrade, and they make it very complicated. It's kind of like the end of support in October for Windows 10, and people were confused on what they should do, and should they sit tight, not do anything, try to update to Windows 11, get a new machine, give them more money to keep the security updates going for another year. The stock is still valuable, but it appears to be heading maybe in the wrong direction, or the trend is in the wrong direction for Microsoft stock over the years. And once again, I've laid out one of the reasons, these rollouts of operating systems, what they expect to do, the confusion, security issues, etc. Doug, your read on Microsoft at this moment in time and ultimately going forward?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. You brought up everything that the top experts consider external stresses.
Yeah.
But the big thing that I think people are really concerned with is what's going on internally. You know, this Satya Nadella was just praised for when he first came in. And ever since 2022, the mindset at Microsoft, instead of growth, has swapped to more productive. And employees are now being evaluated on their use of AI tools like Copilot. And I think that there's a lot of employees that don't want to be forced to use AI. So between these two issues, it's getting ugly. And apparently, and this is where it really gets good with politics, the CFO, Amy Hood, has been increasing in power internally in Microsoft for about 4 years now. And I think that part of this is really a struggle of the top management. Who's going to run the ship? It's going to be interesting to watch. I can tell you that the biggest thing that has come out of this is the increase in users for Linux and Apple Mac products. I'm amazed at the way people are switching. Linux is reporting sometimes 30 and 40%. Distros are reporting 30 and 40% increases in users in a month. That's incredible. Never happened before. So it's just getting interesting. I had people calling me and wanting me to update them to 11. I said, I don't know. I don't want to. I've never turned people down for anything, but I did know. And I'm glad I did. 10 is going to run just fine. There are people who are actually reaching back and grabbing Windows 8 and Windows 7. And I would never recommend that at this point. You're better off to struggle a little bit if you need to, but you probably shouldn't. And just get Linux and download it and give it a spin. You'll be happy that you did. And you can always go back to Microsoft. This doesn't have to be a permanent thing, but I think people should be prepared to have an operating system that is stable for their daily driver. And I don't think we can rely on Windows 11 at this point. And until I hear different or I see it for my own self, I'm not going to recommend anybody make changes to 11. And that's my take.
Yeah, and there's also, I think right now, reading a lot about tech and the amount of money being poured into AI, and that there may be some sort of bubble, that it's something that ultimately more and more people, and I talked to more and more people about it, who share their thoughts that they are skeptical indeed of AI and it becoming part of everything in every aspect. And there is always that this idea that AI will rule the world and everyone's going to love it and so on and so forth. I think there's going to be a large, this is just my opinion, that there is a large percentage of people that are going to want very little to do with it. And
that's evidenced by the employees at Microsoft.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a top company like Microsoft and they're pushing AI and they're evaluating their employees on AI use, and the employees are going, well, you know, not really. I mean, that goes beyond a morale factor. At that point, you've got a group of people who they're resisting. And even these smart people are asking, okay, once we get AI doing everything, what are we going to do?
Yeah,
and I've yet to hear a plausible answer.
Well, and I think this has always been around ever since AI came into prominence. And let's say it's been on the drawing board for a long time. But in the last year or two, it's really taken off and more people are aware. And one of the things they continue to hear, and this is true, and I know Bill Gates and other tech giants have been saying this, that this will ultimately have a huge impact on the workplace. And people start hearing that, and that's how people pay their bills and put food on the table with work. And when average folks start hearing and saying AI is going to have a major impact on work, people by nature are going to be leery. And I think going forward, and this is just from my chair as an average guy living here in the Twin Cities, people are going to be afraid of that and are going to be leery to adopt that, particularly in the workplace.
Yeah.
And that gets back to what you're saying.
About it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I think it's somewhere along the line, somebody's got to start thinking in these terms quickly. And we're either going to partner up with AI or we're going to compete with them. I don't want to compete. I don't think we should take that mindset. And I don't think it's going to be simple to just pull the plug and shut it down. I don't think that's going to ever happen. This cat's out of the bag, and it's going to stay out of the bag.
Sure.
And I agree with you. It's going to be a decision of, well, the corporation, we got to have a larger bottom line. Well, if we can get AI to produce like Tesla throughout the whole company, oh my. If these type of changes to create more efficiency with automation start taking place, even, and they've got now, where there's an AI that they've been working on for mortgage brokers. Well, and apparently this large company has gone forward, and they're like probably 30, 40 years ahead of the rest of the country in mortgages. They've got two bots that apparently their customers are actually requesting more than humans. Uh-oh. So now all of a sudden, we're not even capable of doing customer service. Oh, boy. I hear these things, and Yeah, it's good to be proud of your work, but yeah, you know, all these people who spent their lives building this business, and I don't know how many years of their blood, sweat, and time, and tears, and family giving up things at Christmas and whatnot to make this business happen, where are they going to go? Where's the balance come in? It's got to be
correct.
A balance.
And that's the point I argue that people understand where this is headed, and I think people are going to reject it. And I go back to a simple thing, and it annoys me to no end that now when I get an email, for whatever reason, in my Gmail, and I have that here, and I have that at my full-time job, and I do have a personal Gmail account, it's automatically writing a response. And it's like, no, stop. I can write a response. I am capable of that. I've said that many times before in this program. I am capable of writing an email or a response. I don't need to cede that to the machine.
I agree. And I've got it all shut off. And it's difficult to shut it all off. But
yes.
I've got it all shut off. I agree. And, you know, they've been building profiles on us for, in my case, almost 40 years now. Well, they know who I am. And I don't like them doing that kind of stuff for me. Oh, I scratch my head and I think about when I was a kid, how many phone numbers I had in my head and how many I've got today. How I used to add and subtract and do multiplication in my head, and that's all gone because, well, it's been automated now. I don't want to lose anymore. I like where I'm at, so I agree with you. I think people should really, really consider shutting that off as much as possible, and you can shut it off. But in your case, it might be more difficult because you're tied to a Google Suite at work.
Correct.
So it's, and that's going to permeate over to your home usage as well. They've got all your accounts in one little account on their machine. And I'm concerned, too, with the amount of power and data that this thing is going to take worldwide, globally. These things you got a big data center. It'll take the about the same amount of electricity to power Minneapolis. They're pumping up all over the place. Well, and it's gotten to the point now to where these guys are having trouble building machines because they can't get a hold of RAM and storage. RAM and storage? We should be overabundance of RAM and storage, but not for their size, and it's running them big money. It's supply and demand, of course. So, yeah, it's a very, very confusing time in tech today, and I think it's going to remain that way for several years to come.
All right, we want to go to the text line. And by the way, our number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We have a text here. You two dinosaurs need to get with the times. And it's like, I 100% disagree that I am capable of writing an email and formulating a response to an email. I don't need a machine to tell me what I need to write, what I need to think, and how I need to respond. Thank you. If that makes me a dinosaur, so be it. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Here's one as we move into some of the tech questions. And this is from Randy, and I think this is a good one. How do I get Wi-Fi to my garage? Maybe you want to listen to music. Maybe you want to listen to the free Odyssey app, whatever you want to use it for. Some people use Wi-Fi to control their garage door, et cetera. Doug, there's a lot of good extenders. I picked one up. I've used extenders in the house. Usually they're plug and play and work great.
Indeed.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of them are like $20.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You get one, and you might even need two. But get them set up so they're just automatically to become a part of your current wireless. And it's pretty simple. You said that. I'll bet you didn't spend 10 minutes setting yours up.
No, it was really a piece of cake. And what you do is
fire up your...
Just quickly explain what I did. Out of the box, you open it up, and you take it. It's got a battery backup, so you put a battery in it, so it's another thing with a battery. You take it to the router, You follow the quick instructions to train up, and then you just kind of move it down the hall to another spot of the house, plug it into the outlet, boom, you're good to go.
Perfect. And if he gets to this garage, depending on where his router is, it surprises me that he may even need that. It could be just a question of sliding that router around or changing the floors. And really what he's got for a modem / router. But he'll connect up that extender no more than 15 minutes. Problem solved. And I think he should have it to the garage. I really do. It's a good thing to have, especially with garage door openers. If you've got a security system or security cameras, I would tell people that if you're going to have security systems and you're going to have wireless, make every attempt in the world to get Wi-Fi 6E at minimum. That's secure. That's one of the... Finally, Wi-Fi is secure. Regardless of what anybody says, that one works. But it's going to be something that you're going to want to keep an eye on, because if you open up your security, you're rocking and rolling. Now, another thing is, if that garage is attached to the house, it wouldn't be that tough to wire. If he's got some kind of crawl space upstairs in the attic or in the basement, and just come right up into the garage. Yeah, a piece of cake. Nothing to it. But he should have Wi-Fi in the garage, I think. I absolutely believe that that's a good move for him.
All right,
but
quick break.
A quick fixin'.
Quick break, and we have more Tech Talk coming up with Doug, 651-461-9226. Yeah, there are some very highly rated extenders available wherever you shop, wherever you get electronics, whether that's online or at the retail level. A lot of good equipment out there, and it is very affordable. We have had tremendous luck with the new extender we bought maybe 6-8 months ago. It is 322 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Tech Talk, and you can be a part of the show. We'd love you to send a text or give us a call, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug's aboard for the entire hour. And, oh, by the way, this show is available in podcast form, and you can find that at WCCORadio.com. Let's go to the phones. Phyllis, you're on the air with Doug. Hi.
Hi.
Doug, you there?
How are you doing, Phyllis? What's going on? Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Doug. well,
hi,
my,
what can we do for you?
Hi. Well, yesterday afternoon we got a fake invitation to a birthday party of our neighbors, and she called to let us know if we opened it that we could have gotten hacked, and it was an email, not a text. And so we're not really sure for, you know, that we did, but just in case we changed all the passwords for our investment accounts and our credit cards, all that, and then we put a new password in for our AOL email, but now we're kind of stuck at that point because we are not getting any new emails. We got a lot of junk mail going that's going to junk, but we're not getting any of our emails since yesterday afternoon. So we're not sure if we're doing something wrong or if we need to do something else or turn off our modem. You know, I'm not sure. And we do have iPad.
That's not gonna have any, that won't have anything to do with your AOL. Okay. I would do this. Now, did you download a mail client or are you accessing your AOL through a web browser?
Web browser, and we have both iPads and Windows computers.
Okay, I would absolutely attempt a different browser. You may have to clean your cache, but and I have to ask you: did you have your email password saved in your browsers?
Yes, we did. We had it saved.
Okay, that would be the next thing to check. Is it may. You may be putting in the password, and it might be changing it as it's processing. And if you have to get a hold of AOL, just... Now, you do have a secondary email address, correct?
Yes, we do. Yep. We have a Comcast one.
Good. Yeah, you may have to contact AOL through that secondary email address and see how that goes. But give it a day or so. You guys made a lot of changes. And I would applaud that as long as you remember that computers are finicky. They got to have every letter perfect. But if you're not getting errors logging on to AOL, you should certainly be getting email. And unless you get a notice from AOL that there's something corrupt in your email box, which is so rare today, I think you're okay. I really do.
Okay.
But this is really good. I've watched this particular hack increase. Cyber criminals, these guys are smart. They do this for a living. And they notice that, you know, people get an email thing about a birthday or a birthday party, and it's from somebody they know. Click, open it gets. Oh, click this link for scheduling. But that would be dangerous. Opening the email, I don't think you'd be harmed. But inside that email, if there was anything else requested that you manually do on your side, that's the issue. But I applaud your efforts. But just give it a day or so, and if it doesn't get better, give me a call next week, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number
and thank you for the
email.
Call.
Yeah, we have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And this is quite simply a friendly reminder, and this is true with any email. Be absolutely positive. It's one thing to open the email and read it. Any sort of attachment or call to action, stop, think twice. I think by reading the email or opening the email, you're probably not going to get in trouble that way. Also, I was a little bit curious, and she said one thing, Doug, and I want to run this by you before we go to a break, and that's this. If they are still getting mail into their spam folder, that they're getting into their account and it's kicking into the spam folder, that seems curious to me. That spam would still be getting through, but any other emails. What I would do is send a test email from their other account, that Comcast, to their AOL account and see if it goes through. Just simple test. Test from Comcast and send it over.
Yep. Yeah, or the next best practice would be get a family member, call them up on the phone, and say, can you send me an email? I got to have a quick test. Yep. And they will. Yeah, get it from outside for sure. Make certain that this is all taken care of. Yeah, you have to have that down. You have to, if you call AOL or anybody other company for support, you must make sure that you can replicate the problem. if you can replicate it, they'll jump on it like it's like ugly on an ape. It's not going to take long.
Yeah.
But if you can't replicate it, they'll think it was a one-off. But I've got this feeling that, you know, because so many changes took place so quickly, and I think it might have been a little overkill, but I'd rather have people that conscious and overkill than do nothing. But this one, I've really watched this particular hack, Steve. This has been very interesting. So here we got all these little websites that will create a birthday card and a nice notice. And
Yeah, just sure.
Look at how this is going to affect them that have worked so hard over the years to get this thing put together. I'm concerned about this one. I really am. I think we need to find these bad guys and put them away as quick as possible.
All right, quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk coming up with Doug. We'll have the weather in a moment. Here's the number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We'll jump over to the text line and get into some of that. We've got a question about a Mac, and we'll do that. And this is an older Mac with an older operating system. And I know the story. Sometimes it gets to the point where those machines just can't be updated anymore, and it is a shame. But there are options for those old Macs, and we'll get into that with Doug following the break here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart on the line through 4 o'clock. You can be a part of the show, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. I haven't been called a dinosaur for a while, and my apologies to the texter.
Yeah.
Maybe I overreacted a bit being called a dinosaur, but I will reiterate, I'm still capable of writing and responding to emails on my own. I don't need AI to do that. I don't know about
you. Well, and you know, Steve, before you get too carried away with that, I got to remind you that it's America. You can have an opinion.
Yeah. Well, and I can be called a dinosaur, I guess. That's
I think that was tacky, but that's me.
No,
that's just rude.
All right, Doug. Here's one. I no longer get AI Leo Assist in Brave. Is there a way to turn it back on? You use the Brave browser a ton.
Yeah, I think it's there. It's up on the toolbar. But you can go into settings and you can make sure that it's always there. And sometimes it looks like it's not there, but in the search box, just put, "Hey, Leo," and then a couple of spaces and then type your search. Start a conversation. It's strange, but that'll pop it right back in.
Yeah.
I really like the Brave search engine. I like the fact that it's so private. It even does a better job than DuckDuckGo, and I know I shouldn't say that, but it's true. But Leo, I can't. This is the one part where I gotta say AI is cool. Leo, I was converting my wheelchair from lead acid batteries to lithium. I said, "Leo, I got 7 different devices I gotta connect. I gotta make sure I do this right because I don't want to harm my chair." Right? You gotta see the way this thing did a step by step for me with different devices in seconds. Oh man, I was so impressed, Steve. I can't tell you, but the thing is, I like it because it doesn't do anything until I ask it to. I kind of like that part. Yeah, and that's really, to me, I'm like you are too. I'm a dinosaur, I admit it. Yeah, but I'm the same guy that kept a card file for years and years and didn't make it electronic. Kept notes on my desk for calendar and scheduling and didn't go electronic digital until I got to Proton. So, yeah, I understand it. Some things are just easier old school. And I think that with AI, it's come upon us so fast that it's not really built for the end user choice. And that's the part that bothers me most.
Another text we'll throw out there. Houses will be cheap when they are 3D printed. Okay? And
sure.
The follow-up, we won't have to work. And another response, okay, I suggest read Ready Player One, and we'll see about all of that. Here's a good one. Let's talk Macs. Hi, Doug. Have a Mac OS Sierra 2011 that Mac quit supporting several years ago. I only use it for emails and on the internet. Do I have any other options other than buy a new Mac?
Absolutely. That's a perfect machine that for you to convert into Linux.
Yeah.
You might have a little problem with some drivers, but if you take your time, you'll make it happen. And I would actually suggest if you've got that thing and it's a good runner, you might as well be updating the storage and put an SSD drive in there. And up the memory as much as you can while memory prices are still reasonable. They're going to go skyrocket high in the coming months. Get that baby built and rock and roll. Take your time. Take your hard drive out so you don't disturb any data. And you'll be able to access that from Linux, jumping through a couple of hoops. But it will be a great experience for you. You will be amazed at how well baby runs.
Yeah.
These old MacBook Pros, 2010, 2011, 2012, these are really, really nice machines. They set the standard. Jobs went to Japan and studied with the best electricians, designers on the planet. The laptops that are coming out from other companies today are utilizing much of that same design. They are built to the hilt.
Yeah.
Wonderful machines. Don't you dare throw that away. And that's my point.
Yeah, and Doug, this is very doable. As a matter of fact, I got my hands on my old work laptop. They did what they needed to do and cleaned it. And I bought it, and it's been sitting here. And I'm going to jump into that. You know, the weather isn't particularly great. There's not much yard work to do. That I'm going to turn that into a 100% Linux machine, and I will report back in the coming weeks on my progress. I'm really excited about it. It's got no data on it. It's absolutely clean, and I'm going to build a Linux machine out of this old Lenovo laptop. And I may hit you up during the week for a little guidance, but I'm going to go for it and set up a Linux machine and report back here on the program.
Absolutely.
About my progress.
And it is a Lenovo, right?
Yep.
Is it a ThinkPad by any chance?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You got the cream of the crop, my man.
I think it's going to be fun.
That particular... Oh, you bet. Yeah, you'll have no trouble with this at all. Just take your time, and you'll get it. There's no doubt in my mind. You'll be a better user at the end of that experience. You watch and see.
Yeah. And by the way... On that Mac OS, that is one thing about Macs. You will get to the point where you won't be able to update, and there are security risks at that point. I mean, to continue to do email or go out on the internet or shop or so on and so forth, I think you are rolling the dice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When you get to a point to where you can't download a new browser, like even Brave will say, "Oh no, I'm sorry, you can't be there. I can't support that." Or Mozilla, or you know, any of the off brands. You're probably using Safari at this point, which will continue to run kinda. But when you go to a financial institution and you log on to your bank, it's going to say, "Sorry, you can't come in." They have no choice. They just have no choice. But it's going to make it's not going to do that when he gets converted to Linux. Good luck, and I wish that texter 100% good luck with this. But don't throw that machine away. Oh my!
Yeah, hang on to that. That is a good machine for sure. Doug, can you download apps from unknown sources on an iPhone?
It's difficult. Apple's got this thing set up to where if you're going to be putting it on an Apple product, they want their nickels. It's really difficult. I think you can get it to do it, but I always worry about if you make that happen, did you do something that's going to affect other parts of the phone and you'll have no way of knowing what caused it? That's the problem with unknown apps. Now, if you go to a website, guys, oh, you're going to be fine with the iPhone. Here, just do this, 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 and this. I always send them an email and say, can I get that in writing? You know, and back up your iPhone before you start. Make every preparation on the planet that you can in anticipation of your iPhone getting bricked. It can be that ugly. I would want to know why that app isn't part of Apple Store. How come? Why not? How come you're not able to do that? So Apple wants the money for sure.
Well, yeah.
So it's a tough one. My two cents would be stay away from it.
Yeah, I would go through the App Store. I would not. I wouldn't go there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Just my experience with trying to get a battery management system. I'll bet you I tested 15 or 16 different pay apps from the App Store. If it didn't work, I'd go right into my little Apple thing on my phone, tell it didn't work. I had the money that next day back in. It's just that quick. You can't do that with a third party. Once they got your money, it's like, well, you know, we'll get it back to you maybe. And you probably never see it again. And I know it's not big money. It's $3, $7, $8. I understand. But it adds up after a while. I actually invested almost $100 and got all of it back except for one that cost me $6. But you ain't going to do that with third-party apps. You're not going to unless they're registered Apple.
Yeah, I would just stick to the main roads and the App Store and not fool around trying to add something to my iPhone. The security is pretty good. I've never had security issues on my iPhone, but I've also used apps through the App Store and really been careful on what apps I've put on my phone. Quick break. We'll come back more with Doug here on Tech Talk, and it is News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. The hour goes so quickly. Always good to visit with Doug, and always good to visit with you. And we welcome calls, as always, 651-461-9226, or text 651-461-9226. Even if you want to call us dinosaurs, we'll put that on the air. Doug, let's go to Steve. Steve's waiting on the line. Steve, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my call. Have a question. Every week or weekend or every 2 weeks or so, I get a private link to the internet. Why am I having trouble with this now? Anyway,
it's a website address, right?
Yeah. Well, what I'm no, it, it's like, man, I had it all in my brain. Anyway, if I get a private link and it comes here, it's YouTube. Okay, it's a private YouTube link. So if I get a YouTube link and I can get it on my phone and I can get it on my iPad or whatever, is there a way to transfer that to my television set for a bigger picture?
Yeah.
As long as you can get to YouTube on your TV, absolutely.
Okay, but if it's a private...
Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to do a web search on beaming the information from your phone to your TV. You can beam it right from your phone right straight to your TV. And it sounds complex, but it really isn't. You'll find a website or a help someplace that will give you a step-by-step how to do it. Just make sure when you go to your web search engine, and Brave would probably be my choice. I'd pull up the Brave search, and I would go in there and I would say iPhone 15 plus, and then I would spell plus, P-L-U-S, space, a plus sign, space, how to beam from phone to smart TV, and hit enter, and just watch what happens. And if you got part of the answer, you can go back and say, well, what about this? Elaborate there. And play with that a little bit. You will be amazed at how quickly you'll have that solved. And good luck to you, and thank you for the call, Steve.
Yeah, it is really a good call, Steve, because if you have a smart TV and a YouTube app, it makes it pretty easy to hit that link on your phone and send what you're looking at on your phone to your smart TV. If, of course, you're hooked up to the same Wi-Fi network, et cetera, that's a key in all of that. That TV needs to be connected to the Wi-Fi network, et cetera. But, it's pretty easy to do. And I would assume these private YouTube videos are someone made it, has it on a private channel, you know, some sort of family video, whatever it is. Could be a sporting event or whatever. Very doable. Very doable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember when that technology first came out, it was a little dicey for a while.
Yeah.
But once they got it down pat, it's wonderful. Yeah, you probably end up using that a lot. You watch and see.
Yeah, sometimes if you bring up the YouTube app, it'll put a QR code up there that you can scan with your phone, and that'll take a lot of the guesswork and linking out of it, and sometimes even entering long passcodes, etc. And by the way, I hate entering passcodes on a TV remote. Fun.
I couldn't agree more.
Maybe I could use AI for that, Doug.
No. Well, if you go to Brave and use Leo, I think it'd work out just fine.
I don't know.
Other than that, like ChatGPT is probably going to send you through some other hoops and have you download a couple more apps. And I have done none of that. You don't really need to.
I'm leery of Leo.
I'm a dinosaur, Steve. What can I say?
Doug, here's a good one, and I do want to get into this. I'm interested in buying a used Microsoft laptop. Will I need to be concerned that even after doing a system reset, that someone could have installed spyware or malware in the registry and the reset would not erase it? What are the pitfalls of buying a new machine? What would you do buying a used machine to protect yourself?
Yeah, I would strip the hard drive completely and reinstall Windows if I was going to have Windows on it.
Wow.
Definitely, absolutely. Yeah. If that Windows is there, even if it looks like it's 100% clean, it could be some remnants, but it's rare. And depending on how that Windows was installed, say, for example, you got a laptop from Dell. Dell does a good job with their Windows installation. HP, the business line, does a tremendous job on the Windows installation. Nonetheless, I would actually take that hard drive out, pop a new one in, set it aside just in case I need it later. They're cheap today. They're really inexpensive. $20-$30, you can have a terabyte drive and start out and let the good times roll. Of course, I would go with an SSD as well. But it's much simpler to reinstall an operating system than most people realize. The only thing that's preventing it from happening is people are just a little bit paranoid because they don't know the unknown. But once they learn the unknown, they'll go, is that it? That's all there is to it? I should have been doing this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And there will come a time for almost every user, you got to strip it down to bare metal and start fresh. That's just my two cents.
All right, Doug, before we do run out of time, and we just have to do a quick 30-second, if you have a Windows machine, Privazer, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R, you won't regret it. And in a few seconds, why is it a good idea? Why should all Windows users be using Privazer?
Yeah, if I had my way, there wouldn't be a Windows machine on the planet that didn't have Privazer. Privazer is just the absolute cleanup utility for Windows that you can find. And I mean that with all my heart.
Yeah.
I've been using it for years and years and years. And it's open source, so you have to donate if you want to pay them. But I would highly suggest that you download it, install it, learn how to use it, and if you question something about it, run a search and just have it entertain you with some education. It's really, really the best thing you can do for every Windows machine.
Yeah.
Every Windows machine. You just cannot go wrong. Privazer.com.
Yeah, and by the way, good thing to do here in the new year to get your machine cleaned up and running its best. All right, Doug, your phone number and email, how do people reach out to you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right. Very good, Doug. Steve Kearney joins us. We'll go outdoors. Steve Kearney Outdoors follows the news and weather here. News Talk, 830 WCCO.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.